I hadn't seen a tree right around here, but 8 or 10 miles from here, I've seen picked them up a lot of times.
No, I don't think I know one if I saw one.
They're small little old, some of them are pretty good size, you know, like a little, you know what an acorn is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a chink pin is sort of like acorns. They're just like a, you would think these little water oak acorns would be good, but a cow things will eat them every one that falls, but they're not good. They don't taste good. They're bitter, you know.
Mm.
These little acorns come off these water oak trees.
Mm.
One right here, I see over the mailbox, and it's down covered up. You step on one, it looks just yellow and pretty, you know. It looks like it'd be good to eat, but they're not.
Is that right? They're different. They come off a water oak.
Oh, yeah.
Is a water oak different from oak?
Well, it's a different kind. Live oak. There's a white oak, and there's a red oak, and there's a water oak, a live oak.
Are their leaves different?
Yeah. All them down yonder, them big trees down yonder, that's kind of a live oak.
Down that
point. Yeah, great big trees down yonder, you know.
Oh.
I got one over there, great big one, that's just died.
How far did your land go?
Oh, as far as you can see back out, there's an old house over there.
I saw a house as I was coming up here, but I guess it was closer to the road.
Well, that's pretty good, not very far from the road.
They use tenant farmers?
Used to use tenant farmers, but you can't get on the hook. They didn't put that, you know. The tenant farmers done. They just quit work, you know. The government taking care of all of our colored people, poor folks they call them. A nigger can go to a place and get stuff that I couldn't get a dime with. They won't give it to me because I tell the truth and the nigger tell a lie, and he'll get these food stamps.
Mm.
They have them. And well, now I heard a fellow say the other day that he got $60 worth for a dollar. But he was a white man, but he'd just been in the hospital and been operated on, stayed in the hospital a good long while. But all these colored folks get food stamps, and so a lot of them will have to pay around, if they get $40 worth of stamps, they'll have to pay $20 or something like that. It's about double. And you can buy anything. Meat or things like that. That's the reason meat's so high. People blame it on the farmer, but it ain't. It's these colored folks eating it up.
You think so?
Yeah, I know it. You didn't go here to one of these big supermarkets, and whenever niggas come out of there with all he can put on a cart, and when he gets up there, well, he reaches in his pocket and hands you a little stamp book, you know.
Oh.
That's what he gets here.
Over in Atlanta, they blame the middleman. Everybody admits the farmer isn't the one.
Well, the farmer not the one.
But it is unreasonable. Some of the prices are unreal.
Yeah.
My family's a meat family, so I really feel it. My husband thinks if he doesn't have meat 3 times a day, he hasn't eaten. I give him macaroni and cheese, and he's upset. There is a kind of fruit that you squeeze to get juice out of. They are
oranges, or either tangerines, or grapefruit.
Okay, now if you went to the store, if Mrs. Williams sent you to the store to get some oranges, and you came back without them, you'd say, well, I didn't bring any back because the oranges were all
too high to buy.
No, there weren't any there. Suppose there weren't any there. You'd say, well, the oranges were all...
They're all gone. They've been sold out.
That's what I was thinking about. What kind of, tell me some vegetables that you think of as being in a home garden.
Well,